Hello, and welcome to Canada Reads American Style. This is Shauna.
And this is Rebecca.
This is our episode that we call iMISC, because, like we said before, we're librarians and we needed to keep along with that I alliteration to make our podcasts more interesting in titling them. This time we're talking about the 2019 shortlist for the Scotiabank Giller Prize. And the 2019 Scotiabank Giller Prize jury announced the shortlist on Monday, September 30th of 2019. The six titles were chosen from a long list of 12 books announced on St. John's NL on September 3rd, 2019. 117 titles were submitted from publishers across the country.
Wow. Now, you do know what NL means, right?
No.
St. John's. So it's St. John's, Newfoundland, and Labrador. That's one of their provinces. Some of us know the provinces and some of us don't. I'm a geography major. That's why I know the provinces.
Well, I'm just saying, I don't have any background in geography.
No, I know. I'm just pointing that out because as I said before, I love Canada. So my post-retirement life will be driving or taking the train or whatever, flying across Canada from one end to the other. And I already have the Maritimes as my first trip post-retirement.
Ooh, very interesting.
Yep, already got a plan. My friend Debbie's going with me, so it'll be really fun. Yeah. Okay. Shout out to Debbie.
Poor Debbie, you're already being dragged along.
No, here's what's really funny. No, this is why people love Canada. I mean, Americans love Canada because I put it out on my Facebook page and I said, hey, you guys, post-retirement trip, you know, I said PEI, Newfoundland, Labrador, Nova Scotia, New Brunswick, blah, blah, blah. Who is up for it? Who wants to go with me? And I had three friends all say yes. Three. But Debbie wins because Debbie was first.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So Debbie wins the award, wins the prize of going on a trip with me to the Maritimes.
So does Debbie follow our Canada Reads page?
I think she does.
Okay.
She does. Our Facebook page, she does, yes.
Because, you know, if she doesn't listen to this podcast, maybe she's going to be out of the running.
That's a good point.
Especially since she shouted her out and everything.
You're right. I'm going to have to retract it if Debbie doesn't follow our podcast and rate, review, and all that other stuff.
Yeah.
You're right. Uh-oh. Cindy could step up or Berta could step up.
Oh, man. Because, you know, if we keep referencing the other podcasts, that is supposed to make other people, like, listen to all of them to even know what we're talking about sometimes.
The podcast or the Facebook page?
Podcast.
Oh, yeah.
It's a brilliant marketing tool.
What is?
Referencing the other podcasts.
Of course, yes. Well, of course, yes. But even our Facebook page, too, because we'll be talking about our podcast there and then talking about our Facebook page here, because we actually have videos. So if you'd like to see us,
yeah,
you can actually watch our videos on our public Facebook page, obviously, Canada Reads American Style. And I think we're adorable. I tell people that all the time. Whatever. I do.
Well, I'm sure you've gotten those remarks from your friends, too.
No, I'm the only one who ever says it.
Really?
I'm the only one who ever says it. Do people tell you we're adorable?
Well, I'm just thinking that one of the reviews of the actual page, it says, follow this group of women because they, what's the review say? I'll have to look it up.
Oh, no, that's right. That was, okay, that was, but in full transparency, that was my cousin, and she just said that we were adorable. I think you're right. She kind of did say that, and that we're fun or something funny. We're not right now, but we are on our videos. Because the great thing about our videos, we do not edit out our mistakes. So when we screw up, you get to see us in our full glory of having to backtrack stuff or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, we're human.
Yep.
And you just got to get over that.
Yeah, and to me, it's like watching bloopers. I like watching bloopers. So when we do stupid things, I think it's pretty funny. Like, I always think about that one where, oh yeah, I was laughing at the beginning. As soon as you said your name, I was laughing.
Oh yeah.
And I couldn't get it together, but you said we had to keep going. So we did.
Because if you haven't figured out, I am the funny one.
Well, she is. And especially if you listen to our first impression. No, was it our first impression of
Life on the Ground Floor?
Oh my gosh. I'm telling you what, I never saw that coming. Not in a million years. So I highly, highly recommend. It would be what,
2.2?
Read or listen to the beginning of 2.2. I mean, listen to the whole thing, but listen to the beginning of 2.2. Never saw it coming, and I thought I was going to choke. I was, and I mean, I don't think you can hear my laugh on the podcast. I don't think you can really hear it.
No, you can't.
Because I was laughing so hard I couldn't breathe. I was bending over and I could not breathe. You're so goofy. It was funny though. Okay, let's get back to our topic here. iMISC.
Yes. So the six books that they put on the short list. The first one is Immigrant City by David Bezmozgis. Bezmozgis.
See, we already apologize up front for butchering names. Go ahead.
Yeah.
We don't know how to say that name. I'm sorry.
Small Game Hunting at the Local Coward Gun Club by Megan Gale Coles. The Innocents by Michael Crummy.
Could be Crummy.
Crummy?
I don't know.
As long as it's not a crummy book.
Yeah.
Dual Citizens by Alex Olin. Or Olin. Lampid USA?
No, it's Lamp. It's probably Lampedusa.
Lampedusa?
Lampedusa.
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 By Stephen Price.
We are so ridiculous. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, if they came and give us a book, never mind. Because they said something about being translated.
Oh, it did? Okay.
Well, didn't you say that when we were researching it for this podcast?
That one?
Yeah.
That book?
Not particular, oh. But this competition, they are translated after the first year, published-wise.
You mean if it's written in another language?
We will have to look it up and get back to you.
Yeah, we'll get back
to you
on that. Who knows?
And the last book is Reproduction by Ian Williams.
Okay, so I wanted to just say a little bit about the Scotiabank Giller Prize.
And you can tell she's super enthused about it.
No, well, here's the thing. You know, in the United States, we have the National Book Award, which is the big award. And we're librarians, but we're public librarians. We're not academic librarians. But anyway, we're public librarians who like to read for fun and entertainment and to be informed about something, learn something new. But I have to admit, I have a former boss who I adore who was... I used to say she's into literature because she would read the really high level stuff that I could not, you know, all that stuff that has all the, you know, the,
you have to look up every
meaning.
Other word.
Yeah. Like you need to read, you know, Cliff's Notes with it to it, you know, and I'm sorry, I'm just not that kind of reader. Like I said, I like to read for pleasure, entertainment, to learn something new.
Right. Actually, you know, I have that problem with the classics because I remember in school, like in high school and everything, they're like, oh yeah, the author meant this and the author meant this. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, the author's dead. And they never even told you that that's what it was supposed to mean.
Yeah. So well, plus you can have, well, there can be a lot of interpretations of it, but that's why, seriously, when I read classics, which I have to admit, I'm going to admit it. I'm going to say it out loud. I don't tend to read dead white males. I kind of call them that, like the classics. I don't tend to read those, but if I do, then I do read the Cliff's Notes along with it. Like, I had never read, what was that one? Oh, my gosh. The one where the boys are on the island. Oh, for crying out loud.
Oh,
oh my gosh. People are going to think we're idiots because we're not going to be able to name it right
now. No, it's the...
Piggy is in it, the character Piggy. Oh,
yeah,
my gosh.
Boys.
No, I can't remember. Okay, we'll...
Lord of the Flies.
Lord of the Flies. Thank you. I could not remember it. And I read the book. I did read it. I read the Cliff's Notes along with it because when I read great classic literature like that, I want to make sure I'm not missing something. And I'm not that kind of deep. I wasn't an English major, so I didn't read things on that really, really deep level. So as I was saying, it's kind of like the National Book Award in the United States. I think it's kind of parallel to that, but the Giller Prize. But the only National Book Award book I probably ever read, well, I don't know which ones have all been on the list, but the one that stands out for me was The English Patient. Mm. And I have to admit, I wasn't that crazy about the book. And then the movie came out, and then I saw the movie, and it made me appreciate the book. So I ended up liking the book more after I saw how they treated the movie, because I think the book was... There were parts of the book that I loved that they didn't even have in the movie, which to me, it was my favorite part of the book, but it wasn't even in the movie. But anyway, so my long-winded point here is that the Giller Prize, those titles... Are we going to read any of them?
No.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to read any of them is the point. So by the time you hear this podcast, if you have read any of them, we would like to hear from you. Let us know which ones you've read, which ones you've loved. And actually, they've been out for a year, so you may have read them all.
Yeah,
somebody may have read them all.
Honestly, if you do give it a good review and you tell us about it, we actually may read it too.
Oh, yeah. Let us know. And based on what you say, we will read it. That is a really great idea. But I do want to mention, because I did go back and look at the Giller Prize past winners, And in 1994, Rohinton Mystery wrote A Fine Balance, which I loved. I loved. That was one of my favorite books. A friend of mine is from born and raised in India, and he came to our book group and talked to us. And it was, he told us things about life in India that really enhanced the reading of the book.
Mm.
So I love that. I will never forget the book. I loved it. And then 15 Dogs was by Andre Alexis. He actually won the Canada Reads competition that first year that I hadn't read any of the books, but I watched the competition, and that was the one that won. And it was defended by...
So like 2017
it won. Canada Reads, and Humble the Poet is the person who defended that book, and that was the first time I'd ever heard of him, and he did a great job, actually. And then the other book that I read that I really liked, and I do not read these kinds of books, but Michael Redhill wrote Bellevue Square, and it's supposed to, of course, I read about the author because I wanted to, and when I go to Toronto, I've walked through Bellevue Square and stuff, so it was kind of cool because he talks about Toronto as, I mean, it's all real. So you think the story feels real, the way he talks about the city. But then the story is about a doppelganger. And I would never read a book about that because that's just not something I would read.
Mm-hmm.
I read it. I ended up getting two people at work to read it. And we all agreed. Well, I think two out of the three of us liked it. And it's supposed to be a trilogy. So now I wish that I had... waited to read it when all three books are out, but I have no idea how long it will take him to write those.
Yeah,
because I told Shauna the first book has a what the fuck ending. Because when I got to the end of the first book, which I will not give it away, but I was like, are you freaking kidding me? That was an awesome way to hook somebody and make them want to read book two for sure. And I'm sure I will want to get to the third book. And I usually do not read series books, so. Please, Michael Redhill, get on that and get book two and three written as soon as possible.
I'm curious, will you wait until both book two and three are out before you decide to read them, or you go ahead and...
Probably not. No, because one ended on a freaking cliffhanger that was so compelling that, no, I want to read the first chapter of book two, like right now. So I should look that up. I'm not sure if he's working on it or if they have a pub date in mind. We should check that out.
Yeah, definitely.
So anyways, yeah, so two out of three of us in my library, we really like Bellevue Square.
That's good.
So anyway.
You know, go ahead. We're going to link this article from Scotia Giller Prize, Scotiabank Giller Prize. And, you know, they had over 117 titles. In fact, as you scroll through, it's really funny. I see Margaret Atwood's The Testaments on here. And it's interesting that it's not even on the shortlist. So I know that that's being highly publicized here in the States right now. And
well, everywhere, actually, because it's, yeah.
Yeah, well, it did just come out here in September, so.
Yeah. Those must have been the long... Oh, yeah, it does say long list. Okay, it does say long list on it. So it was on the long list. Anyway, yeah, we shall see. We shall see which one wins it, but chances are... Unless you make a great case for one of them, we will be passing on these. Sorry. I'd like to say that we're, you know, fancy schmancy great readers, but, you know.
There's a lot of literature out there to read, though, too.
Yeah, there is.
But.
And somebody has to read it, so we hope you all read it. We all hope that you will let us know which of the Giller Prize shortlist titles you've read, and if you make your case, we will read it.
Yeah,
and unless they're time travel romance. Oh my god, I can't read that.
No, come on now. I had to read The Woo Woo and Suzanne, and
that's true,
all these other books. So if I can make it through,
okay. But I've read two time travel romances this year. Didn't like either one of them.
When are you going to start? Aren't you? You already started a third one.
No, my third one. I just got notification today that it is in. I will pick it up on Monday at work. I'm so excited. I cannot wait to read it. And I'm really hoping, I can't remember the title, but I'm really hoping that it will be my first time travel romance that I would like. Fingers crossed.
All right. Don't forget to like, subscribe, rate, and review us. And we will see you later.
All right. Bye.